Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott, no degenerates 975 because Jong's not here to take care of it. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours, you missed AJ being back. So
that's about it.
Yeah. We've hit a lot of topics. We caught up on a lot of things.
We've hit a lot.
Astros, NBA. One thing we didn't talk about with the Cavs Warriors, I'm really glad that we're actually getting a game with only one night in between.
I like that too. I think that didn't they do that between one and two also? Like when there's travel, they just take one night off?
Because this is what's silly. As much as I love the Stanley Cup, after last night, it's 3 days before the next game. And if it goes game seven, it's another 3 days. Game seven will be next Wednesday.
You're losing all your momentum.
Yeah. I know they do it for TV. And in that case,
they think they've got a buildup. They think that's a buildup.
No, it's not a buildup because I tune out after the first day of it.
I forget about it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go watch Game of Thrones. So that's the thing that pisses me off is they're putting the Stanley Cup up against Game of Thrones. There's no NBA on Saturday. You should be there. 2 days off is fine. It's Pittsburgh to San Jose. I know it's not an easy trip.
Yeah.
But it's not that brutal. You don't need 3 days for that. Anyway, I saw the story, and I'm sure this has happened to you at one time or another where you're in a big hand in poker and you think you've won it, and then you look at the board a second time and it's like, oh, crap, you ran out of flush on me.
Yeah.
We've all kind of had that happen, right? Well, apparently...
Or you think, there's no way he's got those exact two cards, the only two cards that could possibly beat you. There's no
right.
way.
Or you're down to one out, and and then it hits, and it takes you a second to realize, like, oh, bleep. Well, it didn't happen to the player, but it sure happened to his friends. Yuri Horak, who was heads up in the Colossus, which is $1 million guaranteed first prize. And at the end, he gets in with... ace nine against Jax.
He got in at the end.
He's all in for 48,000. Well, I mean, it's heads up. He's all in with ace nine.
Okay.
Runs into Jax. a nine hits on the board, and his friends think he's won.
Oh no!
And so they're high fiving and screaming, and he had to walk over and explain to them. They're all jumping on him, and he's like, "Guys, I just lost."
Yeah, nines are not better than Jax.
See, and that's kind of obvious even.
I would think when if the nine comes out on the flop, there's a small moment of celebration because you just added a couple more outs
You got a chance. But apparently,
once the whole thing's out and that's it.
I'm going to guess alcohol was involved. You know what? As disappointing as that must have been for him, I think he can go home and cry in that $618,000 he got for finishing second.
And he'll be okay then.
But... Yeah, that is a bad feeling, though, from a playing perspective, where this happened to me several years ago, pretty big tournament at Caesars, where I had kings against king 10 suited, and the flop was the other king. So I'm like, I got this. I'm not even looking.
It's automatic, yeah.
And it runs out to the flush, and I'm just like, it takes a second for you to realize, holy bleep, I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah.
I mean, this was, that'd be pretty funny. If my friends were screaming like I just won and I hadn't, you see how I react. It wouldn't have gone over well.
Steven says dates for NBA and NHL finals are spaced out so they don't overlap with USA Copa America games. That's not true because they do this every year.
This happens every year.
Let me tell you, I just got to be honest with you. NBA finals guy is typically not USA Copa America guy. NHL finals guy, typically not Copa America guy. And Copa America guy, typically not NHL Stanley Cup finals guy, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I don't think those crowds overlap too much that the NBA would be, especially the NBA would be like, oh, we got to take 3 days off to let the soccer crowd have their moment.
They do this every year to try to get on certain TV nights that they want.
Yeah.
616... Because the story I had didn't have the way the whole hand played out. the ace of spades came out on the river. So that they thought his ace nine had beat the jacks, but it ran out of jack flush. So that's what it was, which I can see that in straight sometimes I'll have a little blind spot.
The worst is when, and this hasn't happened to me before, but I've at least not in a tournament setting, but guys flip over their cards and think they got a flush, and then they realize that one of the cards in their hands was different than the other.
Yeah.
Like they think, oh, there's three spades on the board. They think they've got two spades in their hand, but it's really a spade and a club.
Right.
That can be embarrassing.
Yeah, I've seen that a few times. I'll tell you where I see that a lot is in Omaha, where guys realize you have to play two cards.
Yep.
And they think they've got the flush. It's like, no, you only got one of those. But, hey, let's give something away to the people.
All right.
How about free gas? How about a Shell gas card?
Dude, I need that. I had to pull a trailer all the way to the Hill Country.
Yeah.
My sister's truck broke down.
Oh, no.
So, like, the day before we left, so I had to go pick my sister up. And, you know, she's got two kids and a bunch of crap. And so we just hooked up a trailer. And I hauled that trailer all the way to the Hill Country. I went from, my truck normally gets like 19 and a half, 20 miles a gallon.
Yeah.
13 miles a gallon pulling that trailer.
And
brutal.
I'm just guessing that a woman traveling with two kids is going to have a bunch of crap with them.
Oh, tons.
Yeah.
Luckily, the kids and my sister didn't ride with me. They rode with my wife in the separate car, but I still had to pull all their stuff.
Okay, so you're going to get
free
gas courtesy of the new AMC original series Ride with Norman Reedus.
Oh, nice.
Premiering this Sunday at 9 Central. Follow the Walking Dead star and his weekly riding companion as they hit the open road, exploring local biker culture and celebrating the best and brightest collectors, mechanics, and craftsmen around the country. Don't miss the series of Ride with Norman Reedus, Sundays at 9, only on AMC. $25 to go ride with Norman. Caller 15, 713-780-3776. Is that my last giveaway? Do we have new interns now? Because I swear I don't recognize any of these people.
Yeah, we have a new crop.
When did this start?
About a week or two ago.
Okay. I'm just curious. Because I don't know any of them. And now, see, this is where you've been a bad influence on me. I don't make any effort to get to know them anymore.
No.
Shame on you. I used to go out of my way to talk to them and try to give them advice. In fact, I used to meet with them beforehand and give them all kinds of advice. None of them ever took it. So I quit doing it.
Yeah, there's no point.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. A lot more to go. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. It's turned into a pretty decent little Friday.
So let's discuss something. Now that I've had two dogs die in the last 4 months, what's the proper amount of time to wait before I get a new dog?
Well,
because my kids want a new dog.
Yeah, and that's always tough. Because the kids, for the kids, they're going to want to jump right in. I think a month.
A month?
Because ordinarily I would say wait 3 or 4 months, but you got kids involved.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, they wanted to replace, when Bandit died, they wanted to get a second dog.
Yeah.
And I could tell that my other dog was happier with being a one dog, you know,
right,
a single dog. He liked that. So I said, well, when he dies, thinking, of course, I've got 2 or 3 years, we'll get new dogs then.
Yeah.
And now that day has come, and they're holding me to it, so I don't know what the proper wait time is.
I would say a month. Can I make a suggestion?
Okay.
Those rescue dogs are great, man.
Oh, that's what we're looking at. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where we got ours. And, you know, it's now depends on where you go. But I everybody that I know that's gotten a rescue dog, they're awesome.
That's what we're looking at, that. And then the other, because we were going to get another corgi for sure, because that's what I've had is those Welsh corgis.
Yeah.
And I like them. My wife likes them. The kids like them. I like their temperament. But I've been wanting a big dog.
Yeah.
And I either want to get a German Shepherd or a Husky or a Malamute.
Those are good choices.
Yeah. And everybody says, oh, it's too hot. My dogs live inside, okay? Yeah. My dogs go outside to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and I've actually had all three of those breeds and never had any problems.
Yeah, they take a walk, but they're going to be house dogs for the most part. So I don't keep my dog out in the yard on a chain or something like that. I'm not one of these kind of pet owners. So one of those, it'll be a big dog and a small dog. And it's easy to find rescues of big dog. It's hard to find corgi rescues.
Yeah.
I mean.
You're probably going to have to buy the corgi and then rescue one of the big ones.
One of the things we've looked at is, like, breeders, once their female dogs are no longer prime breeding age, which is about 5 or 6,
yeah,
they spay them, and then they look to rehome them because they don't want them anymore.
That's not a bad plan.
Yeah. So to me, it's not like rescuing a dog out of a, you know, out of a shelter.
Right.
But it's giving a dog who's no longer wanted a home. So we're looking at that.
That's a good plan.
Do you
or your wife have a birthday coming up?
Mine's in August.
Might not be a bad time to.
My son's is in August as well.
But see, if you do it for one son, if you get the dogs as a birthday thing.
The little one doesn't care.
Okay. Then there you go. That's a good plan.
The big one was so bummed out today. And the little one was like feigning grief. And it pissed the older one off. He could tell that he was faking how upset he was, and he did not like it at all. So, yeah, so the little one doesn't really care. And we can always just tell the little one, oh, that cat is yours.
Yeah.
And then he'll be fine.
So, yeah, birthday present. There you go.
Okay.
And that's about a month, a little more.
Yeah.
Not much more. So, and even if you get a little early, just tell him, okay, this is a birthday present.
Yeah.
And that gives you time to get him at the same time, too. Because
it just feels weird for me not having a dog around.
Yeah.
I've had that dog for 14 years. So it's been 14 years since I didn't have a dog. That's a long time, man. I'm unaccustomed to it.
Tyler, where were you 14 years ago?
I was a sophomore in high school.
Nice. Getting laid or no?
That came about a year after that.
See, my dog predated Tyler's virginity.
Wow.
I mean, that's it's fascinating. That's a long time.
Joshua says, don't you agree that all dogs should be inside dogs? They should be part of the family. I think in Houston they almost have to be because it is too hot during the summer to have them outside all the time.
Yeah, I'm...
But that's... I mean, everybody's different.
Yeah,
but
Joshua says, don't you agree that all dogs should be inside dogs?
Yeah, that's
part of the family.
That's what I just read.
I don't agree with that, like, that they should be. Just for me, that's what I prefer.
That was the exact tweet I just read.
I didn't know you read it word for word. I'm sorry.
No worries.
I mean, I responded to it. Clearly, I was listening. I know you get on me about that. I didn't know that was the exact one. I didn't know you read it word for word. Yeah,
that's okay.
Roberto sends me a pic of all his women dogs and says, pick one. No, thank you. I want you to be happy with those dogs. They're just not for me.
Yeah, I mean. Everybody
has their own dogs that they like. And you want a dog that makes you happy and fits your personality.
That's the thing when we got this one. Like, I've always had, like, the one I had before this was a golden retriever that was just fantastic. Loved her. Got her as a puppy. Drove back from Dallas with her on my lap the whole way. Was really attached to her. But I was never really a golden retriever person.
Right.
But I love that dog. But then this one, we went to Bark, and they were mostly pit bulls, and I didn't really want a pit bull. Not because of the breed, but because you don't know.
Well, it's also, if you're renting, it's difficult.
At the place we were at the time, we couldn't have had one. So there was a black lab that was a lot of fun that would chase the ball. And then there was Derby, who was a half Rhodesian Ridgeback, who just kind of laid there and looked at me like, what the hell? Why are you bothering me?
Yes.
And we took them both out and played with them. And, you know, Val's like, oh, this lab looks like he's a lot of fun and everything. Yeah, no, that lab is freaking crazy.
That lab needs a big backyard.
Yeah.
Or and to be out in the country.
Yeah. And I said, no, this one's more laid back. Now, of course, as soon as we got her home and she got comfortable,
She's the
laid back went away. Yeah, yeah, she still acts like a puppy. But personality-wise, it was awesome, man. She just kind of fits right in. She's just as crazy as we are. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Did you see?
Excuse me. Bless you.
See, I'm blaming Lewis for that, too. That was he was coughing all over the place Tuesday, and I'm like, dude, cough the other way, whatever you do. And now I'm starting to feel stuffy. I felt a little bit yesterday, and I'm like, okay, maybe it's going to pass. Now it's getting worse. Did you see that a Cavs fan got fired after sending a series of tweets to Steph Curry's sister?
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand how being a, how being a Cavs fan, how that gets you fired. I guess he doesn't work for the Cavs. Like, he got fired from his normal job.
Well, and
right?
That can happen. If you're working at a bank.
God, can you imagine if our work could fire us for tweeting? I mean, oh, I guess God, they can.
Well, they can, but
I don't think they would.
But no, ours is a little different because it's sort of part of what our job is.
Right. Because people say really dumb stuff to me on Twitter, and then I'll reply in the proper fashion. I mean, we could easily be fired for that. But I feel like that would be a mistake.
Something called Soft Caramel Kiss. I guess Sadell Curry said wheels up to Cleveland with Mama and Granny. And at Soft Caramel Kiss tweeted, "You and your whole family get the bleep out of Cleveland and take Riley's bleeping bleep with you." And then said, "We'll be gone Friday. Bless up," was her response. Apparently they went back and forth. And Sadell said, "You're talking about my three-year-old niece. I don't take that." She wound up blocking the user.
But that's what you should do anyway.
Right, right. At that point, if you get that, you just block it. But someone on Twitter figured out who he was and alerted his employer, Holton Wise Property Group.
See, that's Twitter snitching. That's weak also.
Yeah, the company tweeted that the user had been fired. Okay, that is pretty weak, too.
Yeah, I'm against that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the "I'm going to go to your boss" person.
Yeah, I'm going to tell on you.
Yeah.
I'm out on that.
Meow. I see Glenn Davis wandering around out there. Yeah, there he is. Already back from that gorgeous gale.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah, probably had a few drinks over there.
Good. Good for him.
That'll be a good Soccer Matters tonight, man. Mark says, "No, plenty of people with Huskies here. They keep them inside and they're happy, although they'll give you a second rug every day."
Yeah, well, listen, so will the corgis. That's not a big deal.
That's a lot of breeds. I mean, unless ours about twice a year, man. It's a good thing we have hardwood floors because it's easy. You just sweep them up. But, yeah, that's almost every dog. You got to deal with that at some point. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And I can't believe people really thought I think we said this before you left. We had odds on where Kevin Durant would go, and Houston wasn't even on the list. The Blazers were ahead of him.
Yeah,
I can't believe people really thought that was going to happen.
Well, people are dumb, Fred. Fans think dumb things. You know that.
And your Astros have selected a pitcher in the first round.
Okay,
a high schooler.
All right.
People ask me, "Well, what do you know about this guy? What do you know about?"
I don't know anything.
I know the same thing that you guys read about him. He's 6'7". Those high 90s.
I like that.
He's a great high school player. He's got a ridiculous record.
But it's stupid to even care about it because you won't see him for 4 years.
Yeah.
He's a high school kid.
Yeah. If they sign him, too, which is always part of it when you draft a high school kid.
Well, and when you're the Astros, that's always.
Yeah, what happened to the last high school pitcher they took?
Didn't
that kind of, they sort of didn't sign him, and then, yeah. They've had some issues with some of these draft picks. So apparently he was literally pitching last night when they picked him. For what it's worth, if you are into high school stats, he has a 9-1 record with a 0.31 ERA, 126 strikeouts in 68 innings. I would say that's pretty good for high school.
That's solid.
Fastball between 92 and 97.
All right.
I like 97 more than I like 92.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you're in high school, you're not even a grown-ass man yet. You know what
this
I mean?
This guy's 6'7". He's pretty close.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Maybe he grows to 6'10".
Maybe. But, I mean, he could easily get – I mean, he's going to add muscle at some point.
Yeah.
Guys
usually pick up a couple miles an hour. 512 says, "Guys, I'm on 146 right past the Fred Hartman Bridge. Man trying to jump from the bridge. All traffic has been blocked. Gym of the day is trying to get video."
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't jump.
Listen,
7-Iron, do not jump.
If you're listening, don't jump. You know why I say that?
Why?
Because if he doesn't jump, I'm just going to take credit for saving his life.
Well, there's so much to live for. There's no reason for you to go over the
edge. I'm back. I know you've been saying, life is over. The Blitz has sucked for the last week and a half. I'm back, though. It's okay. Get back in your car. turn on the radio and listen. I know you've probably been forced to listen to 610 for the last 2 days. And
oh, come on. Nothing's that. But stop. At our worst. At our worst. You're better than that. Come
okay.
on.
All right. Just don't Jeez. Do it, okay?
There's no reason to.
I'm always saving lives.
You're a man of the people, AJ.
I am. You know, thank you for recognizing that.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Two more segments, which is good. I'm starting to fade a little bit. I need alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to go home and partake tonight. It's been a busy week. Well, I mean, I always do a little more prep when you're not here, just to be sure.
I'm the same way.
And so there was that, and then I had this project that even the day off, all I did was sit in front of the computer and write for 12 hours. So, and I've been doing that all week, too. And then today, everybody starts tweeting me, where are your Belmont picks? Where are your Belmont picks? And I'm kind of like, oh, God, I got to stop and do this. Mm. So, so it's been a busy week, but you know, it's all good. Fun week, too. But it's always easier when, you know, Team Blitz is here. So grab a quick.
Glad to be back.
Yeah. So you guys didn't get rained on while you were there, right?
Rained on the first day, and that was it.
That's good.
It was looking bad because the week, it's showing that it was going to rain the whole week. And I was like, oh, this is awful. How am I supposed to float the river and get wasted? And then the forecast changed and the rain went away, the clouds went away, and it was beautiful.
Nice.
And then I think it started to rain on our way out. So
you timed it perfectly.
Lucky break.
Yeah, good for you. All right, let's grab a quick phone call. Renee, you're on the Blitz.
Sports
to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify one thing. The whole week was not bad. It was only bad yesterday. It was so bad that I even switched to 790.
Damn. And Charlie Palillo?
And then I thought, you know what? The show was not that bad, and I switched right back.
Okay. Well, that's good. As long as they weren't worse than Charlie Palillo.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that bad. It was one stretch, and that's totally on me because I have to. Yeah, I don't like the kind of radio where people just hammer the same thing over and over and over. You know, there are times when something major happens where we'll do that, right?
Yeah.
Where we have to stay on a topic. But when you go with the same thing and you keep talking in circles and talking over people, I find that bad radio. So I should have cut it off because I got dragged into it and started doing the same thing. And to me, that was the only problem. It wasn't on those guys at all. It was, you know, totally on me.
It's on me.
And a lot of people like that. A lot of people like radio where you go on and on about the same topic for three segments. I don't. I don't find that compelling. That's all. And that's okay. You can have differences of opinion on that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Yeah, that's the thing. No matter how bad you think it might be, if you switch over there, you'll realize, oh, yeah, that I'm going back. So.
I'm glad you didn't get that bad.
No, it wouldn't be that bad. Man. Did you see? I had a Hoffman on Hollywood. Yeah, I did Falcon on Famous People because.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that. Well done.
I didn't get it done yesterday because I felt so bad about messing up the middle part of the show that I kind of wanted to let them run a little bit with the end of the show, and they did some really good football stuff, and it actually was very interesting. So I didn't get to do it. But my favorite one is: are you a Judd Apatow fan?
Yeah,
he does pretty good stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Most of the time when I see a movie and he's done it, it winds up. No, I don't. This is one item, dude. That's okay. You're trying.
I figured you might want it, but
no. But all right, you know what? Give me the music. We'll do this. That way you can feel like you're contributing today. I want to make you feel good about yourself. Because you still have one more show to do with us? Okay, you better bring your A game Monday. Anyway, so he's got a new movie out that he's in, and it's called Pop Star, and it's kind of a mockumentary.
Right.
Apparently, the big part of the show is Apatow's penis.
He does. He always in his movies, and it's him and Seth Rogen. Like they finally realized that showing dong is like the next frontier in comedy.
Yeah.
So they started showing a lot of dong, and it's almost in every movie they have to show dong.
And he has confirmed that the dong they show is actually his.
Man.
And he said, why did I do it? I just felt like I'd asked so many people to get naked for comedy.
Yeah.
That in this instance, I should give back and show that I can walk the walk. I don't know if it's giving back. I've not seen it, but I don't know if it's giving back.
I wonder if he's well hung and if that went into his decision.
And he says, I can walk the walk, so to speak. It's not actually walking. So I'm curious if anyone has seen, you know, they can report to us whether it's.
Yeah, I want to know if this guy's well hung or not.
Somewhere, yeah, somewhere.
I feel like if he's got a really small dong, he wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
but
yeah, definitely.
I feel like maybe he's like actually kind of showing off here. Like, oh, yeah, I'm willing to do this.
On the scale of.
And if he's super well hung, of course you're willing to do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that also makes me think that if he was super well hung, he probably would have done it before now, you know?
That's true.
Or instead of asking everybody else to do it.
He could not be telling the truth, and you know, it might be a prosthetic, but it's still technically his penis.
True.
He's just saying that he did it. So I think anywhere on a scale from Brett Favre to Greg Oden, I'd like to know where he falls.
Okay.
With Brett Favre being a 1 and Oden being a 10. Oden's like a 15. But
yeah, Oden's off the scale because that's like...
that's an aardvark.
That scares women.
Yeah.
You know? That's like... chicks want a well-hung man. They don't want that. That's like a murder weapon.
And I think we talked about this before, but Quentin Tarantino was casting whores for a new project. Do you remember us talking about that?
He was casting whores?
Whores.
We didn't talk about
that. Okay. Well, all right. So
let's discuss.
Basically, he put out a thing for casting, says casting whores for Quentin Tarantino project. Caucasian, non-union females, ages 18 to 35. Western film shoots June 21st through the 25th in Los Angeles. No highlights, natural eyebrows, natural breasts, natural hair color to be true to the period. Dress sizes 2 to 8. Please send photo, including sizes, to and write whore in the subject line.
All right.
If you are in the database, you may comment with your name below, and I will use your database profile to submit to the director. Thanks. Well, okay, that sounds pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently...
is that illegal to look for whores on the internet like that?
No, but you know what it is? It's considered sexist, according to New York Magazine. Your daily reminder that Hollywood is a terrible place to work. An L.A.-based casting agency recently published a bulletin to Facebook seeking whores for an upcoming film being produced by Quentin Tarantino. And it does that...
it's called Stimulating the Economy, bro.
Well...
whores need side jobs sometimes.
Clarifying the language with the blog Women in Hollywood, who found the ad, the agency said that the word whores was pulled directly from the script and the film is written and directed by a woman. Still, it's not a great look. Putting a casting call out for or including women in your script with the description of whores is not okay, wrote Women in Hollywood.
Oh, that's so New York.
Oh. Nor is asking actresses to submit their photos and information for consideration with the subject line whore. Are you kidding me? That if you're casting that, you have to see photos.
Yeah.
How is that? That is in no way sexist. That's the job, man. That's like if you were going to do male prostitute, male whore. Even am I going to complain if I'm trying to get a role in a movie? They want to see my dong. Okay, I'm trying to get the role, but asking them to submit their photos in a movie where you have to look at how you have to see how these people look. Of course you want to see their photos. Because you're going to say, don't bother coming. Don't waste their time. And what's wrong with casting somebody as a whore? I mean, that's the movie, right?
If that's what the movie calls for, yeah.
I'm just curious. How does that become
some
sexist?
Some movies need whores. Some need other stuff.
Yeah, that's... but why is that...
well, that's like saying if you're doing a slave movie and you're casting slaves...
right. Which Tarantino's done before.
Yeah, you would say, I want strapping young black men, and then calling that racist. No, that's just what the role calls for. It's not racism, it's not sexism when you're casting whores to ask for a certain size and look. That's what Hollywood is.
I'm asking. This is acting, right? This is for a movie.
That's what it is.
Thank you.
Let's just say that they just remade Roots.
Right.
What if they had only cast fat Asian men and white women in the roles of slaves, no one would have understood what was going on.
Actually, that'd be a lot like what Hollywood does with any minorities that cast white
maybe
guys.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe I should come up with a movie.
God, I don't know. It might have been John Oliver that after that whole thing came up about them casting white actors and just basically did a list of all of them, and it was hilarious that white actors is, you know, Middle Eastern and Hispanic and everything else, and it's very funny. Anyway, hey guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies, which terrific schools, and what they do, they take in at-risk kids. It's just such a fantastic concept. What they do over there, they take in kids who've dropped out of other schools, they give them another opportunity, and they work with them. If they need glasses, they get them glasses. If they need transportation, they do that. And some of these kids just needed an opportunity. Some of them had bad problems at home. Some of them had to drop out to get a job. There's all kinds of reasons why these kids had to drop out. Well, Houston Can Academies, they do what they can to work around those problems. And so many of these kids go on and graduate and do great things in the community, and none of that would have ever happened without Houston Can Academies. There's no telling where these kids would have wound up. And the cool thing is, the Blitzers can help. All you have to do is donate a vehicle that you're not using anymore. And you guys have been stepping up big time. Can't tell you how much they appreciate it, how much I appreciate it. Here's what they do. Every Blitzer who's donated can tell you, man, it's so quick and easy. They fill out all the paperwork for you. They tow it for your charge. Your donation is tax deductible, so you get a nice write-off on it. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you get Astros tickets. It doesn't matter what kind of shape the car is in either. Maybe it's something that got flooded during these most recent floods. You had it out in the front of your house. You were going to work on it, fix it up, and then this happened. You don't know what to do with it. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. You're going to get Astros tickets, and you're going to get a tax write-off, and you're going to help kids who need a second chance. That's what they do at Houston Can Academies. That's what you can do to help. Write off the car, not the kid.
Yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life. Boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my... When she got in the back door...
This is The Blitz. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A pretty good point from the texter. So if the movie was casting a John Candy biography and asked for fat guys, would that be offensive?
No.
God, no.
You've got to sell the movie, man.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, honestly,
there's roles for everybody, but not roles for everybody in every movie.
And if you're an actor, and let's say you're an attractive woman who's a size 2 dress, you don't want to go to a John Candy movie to try to be cast for John Candy. You got better things to do. You need to go to Quentin Tarantino's Whores.
Listen,
you don't want to waste your time with that.
You think about this. If they were doing a Marilyn Monroe documentary, they wouldn't ask the girl from Precious to audition.
Right.
And when they were making Precious, they didn't ask Megan Fox to come in and try out for the role.
And if they were doing an Oprah movie, it's not going to be bald Natalie Portman.
No.
As much as I would love to see it. Brett says Johnny Depp is Tonto. Hello, total failure. Yeah, that was one of them.
Well, hell, they needed a star.
And... You know, just to follow up on the number of topics thing, I don't think it's something you say we're doing this much. I know when we've gone too far with something. It's the whole shot clock you have to have in your head.
Yeah,
and you know sometimes to me it really needs to be something important to waste that much time on it. That's all. I mean, it was important to them, and that's cool. But I didn't get us out of it fast enough. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
So apparently the music's already started, so let's just jump into the damn show. It's The Blitz. Are we here or not? Okay, well, what happened to the intro? Well, oh, yeah, okay, never mind. We're just off to a really fun start here for the Tuesday show.
All right, we've got a deciding game 4 coming up, right? Or is it game 3? What the hell? Once again, I'm not ready for the start of the show. Tyler, you're 0 for freaking 2.
Should I be doing that?
Hey, we got a Facebook page, too.
Can I, no one cares.
If you tweet it, like, John might get it in 12 hours.
Can we get a password and log in?
I think John only knows it.
Time zones don't work that way.
No, I'm saying,
he'll get it now.
Yeah,
getting slapped around by the French is never cool, man. To go rob a McDonald's.
Hey, the French needed a victory, so this works out for him. This is like A&M. This is like A&M scheduling Rice.
I wonder what they're. Well, it's not. They're not gonna have. I guess their mascot was gonna be like a biscuit. What the hell? Because every mascot is an animal. Pretty much,
celery,
right?
A stalk of celery.
Yes.
The football team.
The vegan university salads. What the hell?
They play with Nerf because of regular football.
Yeah, they can't play
inhumane.
With. They can't. You want to go out and toss the
salad?
Somebody sat down and came up with a formula that takes into account
a formula.
What'd I say?
Like Count Chocula? A formula.
Oh, yes. That's what I thought I said.
Oh, here's some groundbreaking analysis in regard to the Astros and the Rangers. On a serious note, we're not as good as them. You understand?
I got to stop you right there. Did you just drop a wee?
What? I am an Astro fan.
It doesn't matter. You just put a wee in there.
Shame me.
You have to leave the building. That's it.
Burning to death wouldn't be fun either. There's pain. I mean, that's friggin' burning. Not to simplify things, but that's burning.
You don't do it like Fred does it. You got to do it like Fred.
I'm not as
Fred gives the number out. Like Fred does not want to give the number out. He's always like,
that's what I got to do.
713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I love it. I love it so much.
Just kill me.
It's the best.
Just kill me.
Yeah.
I'm recommending guys put their money on Breaking Wind in the Freaknik.
What the hell? Okay.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Yeah, and I still haven't figured that one out. So. Yeah, that was stupid stuff. See, you know, you can also use stuff from last Friday just that, because we don't use the Friday one. And Jerome had about six things that would have easily...
Was Jerome extra stupid?
Jerome was very, very funny Friday. He was on his game. So there was a lot of stuff there. Just another thing for future references as you learn while you do this. And you know what we've learned is we got to make sure John gets a raise. And
how are you feeling, Tyler? How have you felt about how this this experience has gone?
Well, after today's beginning fiasco, I feel like a shamed puppy.
Okay.
I think that's fair. But a really... I'm not going to say that.
Say it. I can take it.
No.
Whatever.
He needs it. He needs the...
But yeah, I've been being nice about it. But the start...
Really?
Well, yeah, I was pretty nice. I came in and sat down and said, hey, man, just make sure at the beginning of the show everything's ready before we do it. And then, of course, that very day he did the same thing, and that's okay. We talked about that and how, okay, make sure my headphones are on and I know what's going on so that we don't sound like idiots when we start the show. So he didn't really do that today. He just messed up the intro by not getting the right one.
Okay.
And that's okay.
And then it did sound bad trying to correct that mistake.
No, it made it funny. That's what you're not getting. Whenever we do these things and we screw them up, the only thing you do is joke about them. Because if you try to make it serious, you're like, okay, this sounds stupid.
But I mean, I know I'm better than that. So it's just kind of a little bummer, but whatever.
You know what? You still get a C today. Congratulations.
Dude, could do worse.
He has done worse. So, solid C today for Tyler, which is a great comeback after the start, you have to admit. That's like F-minus out of the gate. That's like the horse that starts 15 lengths behind everybody else, and then, boom, rallies to get a C.
Like Wednesday.
Yeah, same thing. AJ gets an A-plus because it's Friday. It's good to have him back. I'm going to give myself pretty decent D-plus today.
You've been worse.
I have. Many times. Most of the time. All right. Everybody have a great, great weekend. Go see my man Glenn tomorrow at Gorgeous Gale. Be back on Monday. Enjoy it. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.